This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government today accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of one nation, one election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, a high-level committee constituted under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind held extensive deliberations with stakeholders, including political parties and experts. The minister informed that the government has also approved Chandrayaan 4 mission and Venus orbiter mission to give boost to the country's science and technology sector. The cabinet has approved a mission to Venus named Venus orbiter mission for scientific exploration and for better understanding of Venus's atmosphere. The government has approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2024-25 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. The government has also approved the continuation of schemes of Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Sanrakshan Abhiyan to provide remunerative prices to farmers and to control price volatility of essential commodities for consumers. The union minister informed that the government has approved Pradhan Mantri Janjatiya Unnat Gram Abhiyan with a total outlay of 79,156 crore rupees. He said this scheme will improve the socio-economic condition of tribal communities by developing enabling infrastructure, ensuring economic empowerment, access to quality education and health. The cabinet has given its nod for establishment of the National Center of Excellence for Animation, Visual Effects, Gaming, Comics and Extended Reality. The government has also approved a Biotechnology Research Innovation and Entrepreneurship Development Scheme with a new component, namely Biomanufacturing and Biofoundry. In Jammu and Kashmir, voting for the first phase of assembly elections is underway at 24 constituencies in 7 districts today. 50.65% voter turnout was recorded till 3 p.m. Voting began at 7 a.m. amid tight security arrangements. President Draupadi Murmu has said that greater participation of women in the field of research and development is not only important for the cultural and economic development of the country, but is also essential for improving the quality of life of women. Ms. Murmu was delivering the 18th convocation address at the Malviya National Institute of Technology, MNIT, Jaipur, this afternoon. She said that if women are given equal opportunities, they can achieve greater excellence. Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav today said that it is high time to move towards sustainable development for a sustainable society. Addressing a session on India's pathway to net zero at Reinvest Meet in Gandhinagar today, the minister stressed on reducing carbon emissions in order to achieve sustainable economic growth. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that the government is committed to provide inclusive training and infrastructure to discover sporting talent from grassroots level. He said that the holistic approach will ensure that everyone, regardless of background and ability, can excel and contribute to the country's success. The minister was speaking during the inclusion conclave organized by the National Anti-Doping Agency, or NADA, in New Delhi today. In Bangladesh, the interim government led by Professor Muhammad Yunus has given the power of executive magistrate to the commissioned officers of the Bangladesh Army in order to improve law and order. According to a Gazette notification issued by the Ministry of Public Administration yesterday, the eligible army officers will be able to act as executive magistrates under the supervision of district magistrates nationwide for the next 60 days. On to sports now. In badminton, Indian shuttler Malvika Bansoor delivered a stunning performance by defeating world number 7 and Paris Olympics bronze medalist Gregoria Tunjung in the first round of women's singles at the China Open 2024 BWF Super 1000 event in Changzhou today. Bansoor, the underdog going into the match, shocked the fifth-seeded Indonesian, winning in straight sets with a scoreline of 26-24-21-19. And the IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, UP and Rajasthan today. Heavy rainfall is also expected in isolated parts of Haryana, Chandigarh and in the northeast. And that is the end of this news bulletin.